Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, and the podcast to be named later all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersbn, across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll get the latest content when it's available. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. So we're now starting another week of spring training games, you know, getting into, you know, now the third full week of spring training games and inching ever closer to the start of the 2024 season. And of course, you know, as we get closer to the actual start of the season, we're starting to see, you know, the roster for the Braves dwindle down in terms of, you know, who's remaining in Major League camp. We'll discuss that a little bit later on in this episode, but you're going to start seeing more frequently many of the regulars, many of the more significant contributors that the Braves are hoping will allow for them to get off to another really successful start to 2024 like they had in 2023. But while some happenings on the field are certainly worth discussing, the big news from Monday was an update that all of it kind of expected to be the case, but it actually was confirmed on Monday in that Ronald Acuña Jr., the reigning NL MVP, you know, of course, last Monday, the Braves country was holding its collective breath as Ronald Acuña Jr. was visiting a knee specialist in L.A. to go over what turned out to be meniscus irritation. Well, last Tuesday we found out wasn't really anything to worry about. He just needed some rest and relaxation in order to be put in the position that he needed to be ready for opening day. Well, on Monday, Mark Bowman of MLB.com, as well as others, in talking with Brian Snicker basically indicated that it seems as if everything's okay with Ronald Acuña Jr. Thing now is that they're focused on, you know, making sure that he's hitting different checkpoints when it comes to his baseball activities that will let the Braves doctors, trainers, what have you, know that his knee is in place to, you know, not only be healthy now, but also kind of make everyone feel as if it will not be something that could potentially linger once he gets back on the diamond. That's the big thing. You know, I was talking with Stephen Tolbert last week. That's the big thing that stands out to me is the focus right now. Yes, it clearly seems as if Ronald Acuña Jr. could play right now if he actually needed to. If games were counting, Ronald Acuña Jr. would probably be playing right now. But the Braves have the luxury of still having a few weeks before the season started, and the main focus right now is not necessarily that he's not healthy at the moment, but ensuring all can be done so that this injury may not potentially linger or have a chance of getting re-injured, potentially in a more serious way, as the season goes along. So for that reason, makes perfect sense to, you know, continue to hold Ronald Acuña Jr. out, let him do his workouts in preparation, you know, off the field, and hopefully here in the near future he'll be back on the diamond. But it, at the very least, is good to hear that, you know, a week later, his injury continues to progress in a positive way. Another thing that is definitely progressing in a positive way is the fact that Spencer Strider right now is showing, when it comes to his performance on the mound, you know, he clearly is locked in when it comes to his overall performance so far this spring. Spencer Strider on Monday, another sterling performance, 5 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts through those 5 innings, no earned runs allowed. He actually has pitched more innings this spring so far than anyone else, and it has more strikeouts so far than anyone else in Major League Baseball. And he's doing this with a .93 whip, a 0 ERA, and a 0.188 batting average allowed to opposing hitters. Spencer Strider is absolutely locked in. The introduction of the curveball to go along with the changeup and the slider to complement his fastball, it's been a seamless and effective addition that truly gives Spencer Strider a trustworthy four-pitch arsenal. You know, last year, I think it was pretty clear. Spencer Strider clearly entered the conversation as being one of the top five pitchers in baseball. And I think in 2024, you could see him clearly. He may not necessarily be the best pitcher in baseball. He may not have the highest FWAR, or he may not win a Cy Young. And that's not the ultimate determination of how effective he is. But I do think when you consider his age, when you consider the longevity that the Braves control him, when you consider the fact that he's on what many consider to be the best team in baseball, it's hard to argue that, you know, there may not be a more valuable arm in baseball right now than Spencer Strider. That's how good he's been since he burst onto the scene, entering the starting rotation in June of 2022, and ever since then, he truly has emerged as one of the few elite aces in the game, and when he's on and when he's pitching like he is right now, he truly can beat anyone in the game. So it's been absolutely incredible to see his performance so far this spring, and the fact that he's building up to a next level. He's taken his game to a next level from where it already was last year is absolutely incredible, and it's just so fun to witness for Braves country. So definitely awesome to see Spencer Strider having the success that he is having, and hopefully that will continue on into the regular season, and perhaps he'll be able to put together a Cy Young campaign. But of course, that's what's known about, you know, the Braves pitching staff. It's known that Spencer Strider is the ace, and he can pitch, you know, again, just as good as anyone in the game. But what about some other activity that's going on? You know, Brad Rowland and Scott Coleman did a great job breaking down the Braves rotation on the latest Battery Power podcast. Would highly encourage giving that a listen when you have the opportunity. But they discussed, obviously, Spencer Strider, but more, you know, interesting topics they discussed, you know, for instance, was the fifth starter role, as well as all the different, you know, potential candidates that could fit that role. Well, one of those candidates actually was optioned down to Gwinnett on Monday, and that was top prospect A.J. Smith-Shawver. Now, so far this spring, A.J. Smith-Shawver had a 7.20 ERA, though he had shown some very good flashes of above average to elite stuff. On Sunday, he had his struggles against the Yankees, but the fact that he was able to work two at-bats against Aaron Judge with full confidence in using his off-speed and breaking stuff effectively to get two strikeouts on Aaron Judge, those flashes were what the Braves were hoping to see this spring. Yes, the results may not necessarily be that great, but that's because you're working on different approaches to find what will work. The fact that A.J. Smith-Shawver in each of his starts has shown really good flashes, hitting 99 miles per hour on the radar gun, but also trusting his breaking stuff and speaking to trusting his breaking stuff, it certainly seems as if A.J. Smith-Shawver is in a more mature place than he was last year, and even though he's now in the minor leagues, I would highly expect that A.J. Smith-Shawver probably is at the top of that list, to where if the Braves need to bring an arm up to support their starting staff early in the season, A.J. Smith-Shawver may be the first one to get that call. But of course, with
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A.J. Smith-Shawver, now optioned down to Gwinnett, you now have the fifth spot in the starting rotation. It's come down to the two candidates we've all kind of expected it to come down to, and that is Ronaldo Lopez as well as Bryce Elder. Now, numbers-wise, it's been no contest this spring so far. You can make a case easily that Ronaldo Lopez has been the second most impressive pitcher in spring so far for the Braves after Spencer Strider. But of course, with Ronaldo Lopez, who actually will be getting the start later today against the Pittsburgh Pirates, the thing with him is that the Braves are still trying to stretch him out. They're wanting to ensure that he truly can be someone that potentially can go five or so innings multiple times through opposing lineups before they hand him the reins as being the clear fifth starter in the rotation. You do know that that's something Bryce Elder can do, at least when his game is on. You know that Bryce Elder can take the ball every fifth day and give you five, six innings. It may not necessarily be elite pitching, but he at least most of the time can put you in a position to win. Well, Bryce Elder will have the ability, though he struggled through his first two spring starts, he looked pretty impressive in his last start against the Red Sox. He'll get the opportunity against a pretty potent potential lineup against the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday. He'll get the opportunity to put together another good start. So over the next 2 days, we'll see both Ronaldo Lopez as well as Bryce Elder taking the mound to take on the Pirates on Tuesday for Lopez, the Orioles on Wednesday for Elder, and from there, we may get a further indication of where things kind of stand in that fifth starter role. Of course, the Braves always have the option of carrying both Elder and Lopez on the opening day roster, and they could put Lopez in the bullpen and obviously carry Elder as that fifth starter, because for many teams at the start of an MLB season, you've got a little bit more days off incorporated into the start of the season than you usually would through other stretches of the season, so you may not necessarily need that fifth starter for quite a while into the season. I know that there are times where, you know, some teams may not need a fifth starter for the first few weeks of the season because they can schedule around their days off. But I still think that the Braves would certainly, you know, like the idea of having both Ronaldo Lopez as well as Bryce Elder. That would allow for them to have six arms that could, you know, theoretically go multiple innings if need be, if they run into any type of issues to start the season. So while it is a competition for the fifth starter spot, I think you could easily see the fact that the Braves may go with both Elder and Lopez on the roster to start the year and then utilize them in the starting rotation where they need to in order to manage the workload for everyone, you know, getting off to a successful start to the season. And of course, as we mentioned, you know, the Braves pitching has continued to be, you know, the impressive storyline of this offseason so far. It's run into, you know, before Strider, it's ran into a bit of issues, you know, over the weekend. But in general, the biggest names, the most important names that you want to see having at least good flashes in the spring. Again, it's the process versus the results. You know, if you're seeing Max Fried have an ERA above 8 or 7, if you're seeing others have their ERAs high, it's not necessarily a concern because, again, each of these pitchers are working on specific things to try to better themselves before the start of the season happens. But overall, I think you have to be very impressed. You have to be very thankful, again, that there's not really been any injury concerns, and you have to be very confident that this starting rotation, especially, is going to figure itself out. And again, looking at the depth that this Braves team has, you know, we talk about A.J. Smith-Shawver as well as Hurston Waldrop. You know, if Bryce Elder were not to be in the starting rotation, those are three guys who are, you know, probably your three most intriguing options to fill into the starting rotation if any spot needed to be filled. But then you've got a plethora of other guys at AAA, and the big thing for each of those pitchers is that they have experience. Well, at least most of them. Waldrop obviously does not. But last year, when the Braves had so many pitching injuries, one of the benefits that came out of that was the fact that they developed depth, and not only theoretical depth, but depth that has experience at the major league level. Alan Winans, Darius Vines, Dylan Dodd, others all made, you know, multiple appearances last year. So the Braves' depth, again, as many have said, is pretty enviable. And though they may not necessarily need it to start the year, it's good to know that it's there for when the Braves do need it. So Spencer Strider looking excellent on the mound. Even though A.J. Smith-Shawver got optioned, he showed enough flashes to where I think the Braves could trust him being that first arm called up from the minors if they needed to fill a rotation spot. And we're going to be able to see over the next few days kind of more clarity on where things stand for that fifth starter role as Ronaldo Lopez Lopez starts on Tuesday, and Bryce Elder starts on Wednesday. A couple of other notes, you know, another fun list occurred on Monday. The ESPN Top 100 was released, and much like the MLB.com Top 100, the Braves were well represented. 8 Braves finished in the top 69 of the ESPN Top 100, of course, at the top being Ronald Acuña Jr. Just again, another affirmation of how talented and loaded this Braves team is. If you literally have 10% of the top 75 players in baseball on your roster, that's a pretty good indication that you should be expected to win the World Series, and that's obviously the focus that the Braves have. So, again, we'll have plenty to discuss when it comes to the Braves. As some of these, you know, appearances, you know, especially for Lopez as well as Elder, are going to be meaningful. Hopefully, Jared Kelenic will be able to continue to build when it comes to his production at the plate, and we'll start to see some of the regulars for the Braves get into their groove and really start to have productive at-bats. All those are things you hope to see as this week progresses. Of course, you can find all the great content for the Battery Power Podcast Network at batterypower.com, at Battery Power SBN, across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Until next time, my name's Sean Coleman. Go Braves. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.